head in the clouds is
the real, the raw, extreme,
the authentic, mysterious, misunderstood,
the ambiguous, unbiased, bona fide,
faith, captivative, unparalleled,
the mind-blowing, the persistent, the determined,
odd, perseverant, saved.
This is for the fearless, the peculiar, and the outstanding.
Head in the clouds.
Head in the clouds. Let's do it. What's going on, everybody? We're back with another episode. It is the Head in the Clouds podcast. I am your host, Tyrus Fleetwood.
And I am Talasia Williams.
And we back.
Back and ready.
We back. First off, I don't think we did a New Year's one, right? We did a New Year's. I'm kind of like
that
lost.
That was like an intro though.
Yeah, but I'm kind of lost between like what we're doing or what we have done because of the fast. So it's kind of like, you know, not being on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to really keep up.
Okay, I can't say I did a little peeking. I didn't actually go on Instagram.
Oh,
but
she peeked.
I just basically tapped in podcast Instagram, Head in the Clouds Instagram. We have passed 300 followers.
Tapped in.
But Head in the Clouds, I haven't really checked on Head in the Clouds because, you know, we're going to be making that transition soon.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, this is technically the second episode. So, if you have not checked out the first, the intro,
please don't do that.
Go check that out. We're on Spotify, on Apple.
Don't
it was a good episode. That joint was solid. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I haven't listened to it all the way through.
I didn't listen to it, but I remembered it, and it was tight. Like, it was fire. So, I think y'all should go listen to that.
He doesn't even listen to his Tap Dead episodes.
I don't.
I don't either.
I ain't going to lie to you. But today, I think we got another good one. But, you know, before we get into it, T, what's up?
What you mean? What's up?
Yeah!
He's throwing me out there. Yeah. Okay, so this is the topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
this is a personal jump for you.
It really is for me, and I mean, I feel like a lot of other people could relate as well. But, you know, the question is... Hold up.
Uh-oh. Needed a
question. Why is the unknown terrifying? Dun, dun, dun. We're going to add that in there.
Cute
maybe.
That.
Maybe not. I could, though. But, yeah. Why is the unknown terrifying? Do we know? No. But why?
I think we have an idea. But first, like, before I even chime in, what exactly for you... is like, where do you know where it stems from as far as like why the unknown is terrifying for you?
Well, I kind of told you this story earlier, but this week, I guess we can go ahead and say it, we've been a cleanse out with the old, in with the new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though it's been 5 days, it feels like forever.
Like forever,
because you kind of like, you don't have social media. You just got your email, your job, just every day. Like that episode with Squidward. Repeat. And it's kind of like, lately, I just been in my mind. Like, I don't have no choice. The music, I can't drain it out with the music anymore because the music I used to listen to.
Yeah,
I can't do that anymore. So, what led to this question was yesterday, I was in class and... we had an activity to do. And in the activity, me being a creative person, it was very hard for me to do. I really sat there for like 15 minutes. I like had an anxiety attack. They thought it was kind of funny, but I was really panicking. And in the activity, we had to use construction paper and a glue stick. And that was it. And we had to create a self-portrait of ourselves. And I have to have scissors, pencils, colored pencils, markers, whatever it is to kind of like, you know, create what it is like you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time, like when I was sitting there having my little panic attack, it took me back to when I was younger and my grandma used to buy me these craft books and I used to really sit there and like read the instructions, do everything it told me to do, like step by step by step, like take out the paper, cut it this way, cut it that way, so it can just be perfect. And it was crazy because in that same situation, it kind of like reflects my life as a whole, because it's like I like everything to be in order, you know. Anything, you know, relationships, friendships, you know, relationships with my parents, all that kind of stuff. It was weird how it happened, because I was kind of scared. I was like, what in the world? Like, I felt like that's already a mistake. But, like, that's how we feel like life should be. It should be, you know, God instructing us step by step by step by step by step. And when we don't know what to do, that's when we start to worry. Mm-hmm. That's when we get scared. And I don't know. I don't know why it's like that. Because it's like, why should we be worried and scared when all we have to do is give our problems to him and he just takes care of it from there?
Yeah.
And even when we do give our problems to him, you know, we still worry. Right. I can't think of a time where I have never worried. Can you think of a time where you have never worried?
I mean, for me, I'm kind of like a, I guess I'm more of like a different case when it comes to this. I mean, obviously it's like when you look at your situation as far as, you know, going step by step, you know, we look for, it creates this sense of perfection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's not perfect within your eyes, right? Because perfection is subjective based on man, but truly it is objective on the absolute truth, which is God. But when we're here talking as humans, right, like my definition of, like, we go back and forth all the time, like, mm-hmm. yo, that's tough, and you're like, nah. What you mean, nah? Like, that's like, that's nah, really tough. I'm like, what? Like, what could be better than this? But it, you know, it's subjective, so it's like we can always go back and forth. But for you, you've kind of tailored this thing to your life where it's like, okay, I need it to go by the book. And order is good, right? We're supposed to have order. But for me, yeah, to a certain extent, because you do have to realize that, you know, nothing in this life is perfect and nothing will be perfect. And, you know, God wants you to take those steps. You know, if you're really trying to go by the book step by step, how much faith do you really have? You know what I'm saying? You leave no room for God when you, like, you're trying to sit down and say, all right, this has to be done this way. All right, next. And then this has to, and then because it never goes as planned, mm-hmm. right? And then it doesn't go as planned. Then you start to worry, you start to panic, like you said. And now you want to take it to God. And God's like, yo, like, I've been here this whole time and I already knew this was going to happen and I'm in control. You're going to go through these things, but I've already promised that, like, I will never leave you or forsake you. Like, it's going to be okay. So for me, I've been in this process of where I kind of have been, I don't even want to say okay. I guess like forced to be okay, and you kind of just take it on as your own. So I'm like on the opposite side of you, where it's like, all right, like, take the risk. Like, it's not gonna be by the book, you know. It's gonna look crazy. Like, it's gonna be me going up and saying, hey, like, I want to play varsity as a skinny tiny freshman, and people laughing at me. It's like, what are you laughing at? I'm so serious, like, I want to play. And that's a risk. That's a risk as a, you know, 13-year-old kid that doesn't really know. He hasn't really experienced life. He just knows what he knows. And then, you know, he takes that risk to step out of, you know, of what he feels like. It's just a game. I'm just doing what I love to do and attempting to, mm-hmm. to step in, you know, walk in a dream, you know, playing varsity as a freshman in high school. And, you know, I get shot down by people who have experienced life, who have seen different things and have lived their own lives to the extent to where they can put you in a box based on what they've seen, based on what they know. So for me, I've always been like, yo, I can do whatever I want. And I always joke around, like, I make my own rules, which I don't, but, you know, it's like, I kind of lead my, I make my own path in a way to where it's like, I don't have to go by the book because my life hasn't been by the book. Like, it just, if it could have been, like, I'm trying to do whatever I can to help my kids be able to live by the book. Still
Exactly.
show them, like, hey, like, there's, like we talked about earlier, like, you're gonna have to work. There's gonna be certain things you have to do. But I've worked and I've established myself to the point where
I can help you
I can
as
help you.
you.
Exactly. So me and you kind of like different in that aspect. I mean, I always had my mom like erase it and write it again, like until it's perfect. I'm like,
Now
ah.
everything has to be perfect the first time. And that's the thing. And I think it's a good thing that we kind of like doing this little cleanse or whatever, because
Absolutely.
I've been getting to like the meat of like who I am. And you know, in the future, you know, when you're thinking about getting married and all that kind of stuff, it's kind of like, in order for somebody else to understand me, I have to understand myself first.
Ooh, you preaching. That's
Just
facts.
let's just be real. You
That's
can't just be
facts.
like, nah, that's just the way I am. Nah.
Nah.
There's reasons to why you are the way you are. And a lot of other stuff happened this week where, you know, I thought about, you know, why I am the way I am, because, you know, growing up, you don't understand things, so it's like stuff happens. And I kind of did, I can say. I text some people and asked them forgive me, you know, if even my family, like, you know, if I ever made you feel some type of way or, you know, said anything that, you know, kind of hurt you, forgive me. And that's the first step to, you know, understanding who you are, because like, yeah, I done did some messed up stuff. But yeah,
It's
it's
tough.
all a process,
It's
but
definitely a process, and I feel like
yeah.
you have to be, we talk about all the time, like being comfortable with being uncomfortable, and that's where real growth
I hate
starts and
being
goes.
uncomfortable.
And I feel like everybody does, right? Like you have to, what people don't understand is like these risks, like falling in the unknown, you have to be okay with not knowing. Like you just have to know, like a man, like they say, a wise man knows he knows nothing, right? Like you can't think that you know what's on the other side. And like we talked about earlier, like I'm, even when I can, I love my path with basketball because it shows me so much about life. Like you can train and you can, and this can, you know, go to anybody and whatever they're trying to perfect. But you can do so many different things as far as training for whatever it is you're trying to do, but you still don't know. This is like a simulation of what you could possibly be getting into. You don't know if the work you're doing is going to pay off. You don't know how that battle is going to, you know, how it's going to come and when it's going to come. You don't know what, you know, you're truly going to be faced with. You don't even know if you're going to actually be able to touch the court. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's plenty of people that I know that have amazing work ethics that they never even touch the surface of what it is that they're supposed, like, yo, like you train all the time. How are you not even on the court? It's like, yo, but you can look at that person and be like, but their work ethic. This is just a game. This can translate to this. Or this is just a career. This can translate to this. Right? But you don't know. And that's the scary part. It's like you give your time, your energy to all these different things. And you know, you don't know. And it is tough. But the beautiful part about it is like you said, you get to understand yourself. You get to learn yourself. And you don't really understand and learn yourself until you are able to take those risks. Like even what we're doing right now with this whole cleanse, like
It's
it's, you
hurtful
know,
and it
it
is.
but it's not, see, we look at these things as, and that's why we talk about this. You gotta watch who you're around. You gotta watch who's close to you. Because these people can hold you back. And it's not like they're intentionally holding you back, but they're not leading you to your promise, right? I feel like God has a promise for all of his children. And you know, with that promise comes obedience. Like we have to be willing to obey. And not everybody may, like people, your friends may call themselves Christians, but they might not be willing to obey,
Yeah,
you
nah.
know, the word of God and the will of God. And when you see yourself trying to obey, you're able to tell a difference. And you know, with us, what we're doing, you're able to get to, like you said, the meat of who you are. understanding yourself and putting your flesh to the side, abstaining from worldly pleasures, things that you can go to fulfill yourself, right? Like you're hungry, you can fill that hole for the time being, you can go eat, right? And but now we're taking that time to say, hey, like I can do this, but now I'm gonna pray instead. I'm gonna seek your face. I'm gonna seek your glory, and I wanna hear your voice and to fill this natural void for a supernatural, right? And it's tough, but it's not the thing. We hungry, and God knows you're hungry, but he's constantly doing things, and I think we always need to be mindful of, even in our unknown state, he's constantly working. And that's the beautiful part about being in the unknown, is you are able to not, you're able to actually take a step back and say, I don't know what's going on. I'm still going to move. I'm going to have faith, because faith without works is dead. I'm going to work. But, you know, leave enough room for God to actually do what he needed to do. Because I know for me, I always tell myself, I'm like, yo, as hard as you work, everything that you're doing, it's got to be God. It's got to be God. And I look at every so many people, I don't like to compare myself, but you have people in different positions. It's like, I could easily be that person on the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, it's got to be God, you know? And you're constantly doing all these different things, and you have to take a step back. That's why I love taking a step back sometime, just to analyze.
This is kind of what this is, like, just, because that's what I've been doing lately, just, you know, just thinking, like, the new year. I mean, I have goals and everything, but it's kind of like, I mean, is it following what God wants for me, or you know, is
God goals?
It's like, but at the same time, I don't know what I really want to do, because I want to make sure it aligns with what he has for me,
right?
And you know, with the film coming up and everything, it's like, I want it to be February, like, but at the same time, I've just been feeling like, because I wanted to release everything before we started doing this, but it was kind of like, you never know what bright idea he may give you to add that little spark to it.
Right.
And it's like, we just got to slow down. And I was talking to somebody about that earlier. You know, it's kind of, he was talking about how God just told him, peace be still.
That's deep.
Like, just be still.
Yeah.
I got it. You know, just keep praying, doing what you're doing. I got it.
Yeah, don't even worry about that.
That's the thing we... I mean, I can't say I did say that earlier, that, you know, I can't think of a time where I haven't worried, but, you know, there's times where you finally say, okay, God, I'm going to give it to you, and you get the best results out of it. I can say, like, with my job that I have now, you know, it was a point where I gave up on it, because they weren't talking about nothing I wanted to hear, as far as, like, for real, as far as, like, helping me and, you know, getting what I want in the future. But one day... because they call me every day. And one day someone was like, just answer the phone. It was like, oh, you got the job. And I was like, oh my gosh, what? And you know, now that I got the job, they are willing to pay for whatever class I need to, you know, be in the position that I want. And that's the thing. Just think if I didn't answer that phone call. If, you know, I was so worried about, you know, answering the phone again, and, you know, they just talking blah, 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 and I ain't finna get what I want. But the best, I can say the best things that I've experienced in my life have came from, you know, me being put in uncomfortable situations. And as weird as it sounds, it's like, dang. Like, as soon as you say, okay, I got it. Let me show you a little something. And you're like, oh, okay. So this one is like over here.
Right.
And when people understand.
It's effortless, too.
Yeah. And it's like, when people understand that, then I feel like, you know, it wouldn't be that, you know, like you were saying earlier, if God is real, then why am I going through this? You're going through this. You're going through this because of you, if you want to be honest. I mean, I understand bad stuff does happen, but, you know, at what point are you just going to say, you know, God, what is it that you're trying to get me to see?
Right.
And I talked about that in a little snippet video that I sent a couple of people that I was going to put out. And last year, I think it was around this time, something really bad happened. I don't want to touch on it, but yeah, something crazy happened and it put me in a very, 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 very dark spot. And you know, instead of asking God what it was that He wanted me to see in that situation, I just kind of stayed in my comfort zone, you know, dealing with my problems the way I knew how to deal with them. I'm gonna be real with y'all, you know, a little smoking every now and then. So, dealing with my problems, how I knew how to deal with it, because, you know, at the little, you know, hours of high, you don't think about nothing. You in your own little fantasy world, your dream world, where you want your life to be calm, you're not bothered, you're not angry. Somebody say something to make you mad, you just kind of like, okay. And then when you come down, it's kind of like, all right, back to reality, I'm going through this, so let me do it again. But I think it was around maybe like end of June, no, beginning of June, around that time where I finally said, okay, what is it you want me to do?
Like 2020.
I was like,
That's deep
I
because
don't know.
I think like I kind of started, and I've always been in this place of like self-reflection and doing all these different things, but like I had gotten to a dark place this past summer. Even with Tapped In and everything starting, like I took that leap of faith. I was still going on, like had some personal things going on that, you know, had affected me mentally, and then you know my faith, and I was just like drained. I felt like spiritually I was just like, yo, like I
Exactly.
am drained. And it's crazy that you say that, because it's like, okay, like I started getting back, I would say, like quote unquote, like around that time in like June, July, like as the summer came to an end. But you know, when you start taking matters into your own hands, it's kind of like
It's out
it
of
makes
control.
things, yeah, it makes everything that you're doing seem like it's like a huge effort. You know what I'm saying? Like, why does it feel like I'm doing everything and nothing's happening? But then it's like the moment you're like, yo, God, like I give it to you, and that's what I'm trying to be more consistent with now. It's like I don't want to worry about nothing. I want to do what I feel like you placed on my heart to do. And I'm gonna take those steps, and I'm gonna have faith.
Your
And
will
even if
be
it doesn't
done,
work
not
out,
mine.
I know you're still God, but I'm gonna have faith and obey. I'm gonna listen and know that, you know, what's for me will be for me, and you'll open up the doors that need to be open, and you close the doors that need to be closed. So therefore, I don't even have to worry about what's on the other side of unknown, outside of knowing that you're gonna be there. Whatever is on
Exactly.
that other side, you're gonna be there, and you're gonna be able to see. So whether it's negative or positive, you're gonna bring me out of it. And you know, during that time when I was able to just release, like it's just it, you're like I said, everything just starts seeming more effortless, and it's like this is easy. I was putting
Exactly.
all this stress, you know what I'm saying? I was doing all this, I was worrying, I was stressing, and for what?
Nothing.
For nothing.
Scared for nothing.
Just scared.
That's I was watching this movie, y'all. It's so good. If y'all like Christian movies are really good. Some are a bit cliche, but I can't say they have some really good plots. But this was like a little love story. Little
Hey yo, hey yo, I can't stand you, yo. You always say that. Forgive her, y'all.
Excuse me to the audience, but you know, y'all make some good movies. But in
We
the
got some
movie,
movies too on the way. Stop playing with us.
oh yeah, boy. So like, if y'all,
TV.
you know, y'all into that filming junk, just hit us up. We got
Oh,
some
please.
ideas. Like,
Yeah, please.
these are some really good ideas.
Nah, no cap though. If you really into filming, this is like a brief, what would you call this? Like, whatever you want to call it in this podcast world. But like, if for real, if you are into movies, TV shows, filming, photography, acting, yo, like hit us up. Hit us up, 'cause we got some ideas, and we may have some round table discussions, do some writing. Just yeah, hit us up. Go ahead, go ahead.
But in the movie, I think it was the girl or the boy, but it was kind of aggy. But whoever said it, it was like, God has chosen something bigger for me, and I'm scared. Should I be? I should have said that at the beginning. That's deep, though.
Wait, can you say that again?
Gotta unlock my phone. He should have listened the first time.
I think the people need to hear it.
That's probably he don't listen. Me too.
I need to hear it again, too.
God has chosen something bigger for me, and I'm scared. Should I be? And in the movie...
I think you should. But go ahead. Go ahead, and I'll tell you why.
Well, just go ahead and tell me why.
No, go ahead.
Because we're going to have a little summary of the movie. The movie
go
was
ahead.
Good.
Go ahead and give it the summary.
Okay, so the movie is basically about this dude. He was a gospel singer. He met this girl, and, you know, he ain't take no risk. I mean, he took risk, and he was just like, he was doing too much, kind of, but, you know, that's what dudes do. But, you know, he was kind of like, I want you to be with me, I want you to be with me. And she was like, no, I'm scared. This is my little dramatic.
You scared for?
He was like, just think about it. And she came back, she was like, I thought about it, let's do it. And so, you know, it just talks about, you know, I think it was her that she was the one that said it. That's better. And she was just, you know, I guess she was just talking.
She was what?
She
now?
Was, I'm sorry. Dang, it's not probably gonna be weird. I'm like, why is she laughing? Don't worry about it. But she
it had to be.
She was, for real. But, you know, she was scared. You know, she didn't know what to do at that point, because it was like, you got some random dude you barely know. I mean, they was dating, but at the same time, you can be dating somebody and barely know them. But he kind of just like throwing himself at you, like, you know, I can marry to you. Oh, I love you. And she's just like, whoa there. Big Sean.
Whoa.
There. But, yeah. God presents you with these, like, these big situations. And that's big. You know, somebody asking to be in a relationship with you, that's big. I mean, yeah. Y'all may not see it as big, but to me, that's big. That's a big step. Yeah. She hadn't had to overthink it, and she came back and said that. Hold up. I keep forgetting it. Okay. God has chosen something bigger for me, and I'm scared. Should I be? And that kind of goes back to when... When we was at our last supper.
Last meal. Hey, I can obviously.
If you hear, you understand why I'm laughing.
Last supper. We're having at the last supper, yeah.
When you were talking about your basketball thing, yep. And you were talking about how you didn't want to spend $300.
300 bands.
On something you don't know exactly how it's going to turn out.
Right.
So, that kind of ties into that.
It does. Only because this, right? Like, goes to the bad experiences. Tying in, I can't with you, right? It ties in with, like, our willingness to take risks.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, even with the basketball thing, like, you go to all these different places, and you go, you do work, and, you know, you have to put up bread. And at this point, it's like, people don't understand that the risk that you're taking, like, at certain points, when I was trying to go, like, and travel and do all these different things, I was barely working. Mm-hmm. If you even want to call it work, like, I had no job where I was going, I was clocking in, and I was getting a paycheck. Like, so the money I was putting up was literally the money that I had. And, you know, you go to these places and you play different. Like, you like, yo, like, I got a chip on my shoulder. I got things to prove. I'm trying to eat for real. Like, I'm for real trying to eat. And, you know, it gets to that point where you go there and it's like no friends. Like, you're there by, that was like one of the first times where I went off to college by myself, but like traveling from state to state, place to place, playing ball with people you never met before, and being on your own, walking through airports, going, checking in hotels, checking out, going into gyms by yourself, complete, like, you know nothing, you know, it's the biggest risk. You have no money in your pocket, you know, and you're spending everything that you have for this opportunity, and it's the biggest risk because you have confidence knowing that I've trained for this, I know I'm gonna get out here and I'm gonna do work. But what comes after that, you have no idea. So I was doing work. I was being named top five at camps, at combines. I was being named the best player. And this is with people that had just graduated college like me. And you have people that had already played over, you know, across the waters. And, you know, I'm looking like, they asking me, yo, like, where'd you play overseas? I'm like, I'm trying to get there. Mm-hmm. And then you just, you, after that, it's nothing. You don't get anything. So it's like, then you're presented with these other opportunities to go and do another showcase, they call them. And it's like, yo, like, how many times can I go to a place and show my worth, show my value, and
not get rewarded for
it? Yeah, not get a reward. It's like, at this point, it's like, yo, because of those bad experiences, and I call them bad because, and I always try to find the good in things. I did get good out of those experiences, but it's bad because I can't keep giving up my dollar, putting dollars in other people's pockets and not benefiting from it. Like, how am I gonna continue to do work and everybody's showing me love, but I don't put food in my, you know, in my stomach. Like, that don't put money in my pocket. Like, that's why I really don't like to take the negative or the positive personal, because people switch up whether you're doing good or you're doing bad. Like, I know one thing, I'm gonna be as consistent as I possibly can because I work, you know what I'm saying? My work ethic is there. So whatever I bring to the table, you know, I just pray it's my day because I put in the work beforehand. But I know that I can switch up depending on the person as far as how they, you know, they praise. So going into a position like, you know, another showcase, like, nah, I've already experienced this. Like, I really don't want to be presented with another opportunity like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough because it's like one of those things, like, you don't know. Like, and I feel like that's how they get a lot of people, because like, yo, this could be my time. You know what I'm saying? Like, this could be it.
Oh, got your money.
And it's like, psych. Got him again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, like, not another one. Like, mm-hmm. And then that leads to like, yo, like, this one for real this time. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
nah.
I can't keep messing with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all keep, you get me for 300. Like, I don't know. Like, I believe in myself, but at a certain point, it's like, yo, these bad experiences allow you to start to doubt yourself. And that's when God come into play, you know, and leaning on his promises, leaning on his word. Because when you go through these things, when you deal with man, it's like, it can be demoralizing. Like, you're just blow after blow. You're literally going to places, you're doing well, but you're not reaping a reward. And we're in a society where when you do good, you get good, right? Like, there, you put in something, you get a result. And when you put in good and you get a bad result, it then kind of reflects on how you view yourself, mm-hmm. through the eyes of other people. It's like, dang, do they not think I'm good enough? Do they not think I'm a pro? Do they not think that I can, you know, I'm smart or I'm capable? But it's like, yo, I am capable. Like, I know I can. I know I'm doing it. But it's like, you start to have that doubt.
Because ain't nobody praising you for it.
Right.
I can relate to that on so many levels.
So it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. But it's the risk. You know what I'm saying? It's all the risk. And for the most part, especially people, you know, head in the clouds, the 1%ers, like, you know, shout out to y'all, everybody tuning in. Y'all know what it's like to take those risks. Y'all know what it's like to be laughed at, what it's like to be doubted.
I'm still working on that.
And it's, I feel like, you know what's funny, like, the 1%ers is, you're not, it's not a straight path. You know, like,
You want it to be
a straight path, but everybody got their own lane. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their own journey. Everybody got their own thing that they've experienced. Like me and you, like, we 1%ers, but you was doing things by the book, and I was kind of, my hand was forced to where I couldn't really live that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to take those risks early. And, you know, but you still in a place where you're able to be comfortable with being uncomfortable by not doing certain things that you may have used to be, mm-hmm. been doing, right? Now, you make those decisions to say, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna focus on my craft. For me, it was like, I'm always like, I'm gonna focus on my craft. This is all I want to do. Only because I didn't see myself doing nothing else. I didn't have any balance. I didn't know what, you know, like without basketball, I was like, bro, I'm not going to college. Like, I don't want to do nothing.
Boo.
Like, for real, like, people don't know that about me. Like, I was scared my senior year because I had, like, going into my senior year, I broke my ankle, and like any interest I had, like, kind of went away. And it was a super unknown spot in my life to where I'm like, what's next? Like, I don't have no offers. Like, I don't want to go to community college, and you know, if you go to community college, no knock on you, because I know
But at
people
that
do it.
point in time, it's kind of
But
like,
when you're in it,
yeah.
right, and that's not what you dreamed, that's not what you wanted, you didn't see that path, you're like, no, that's not what I'm doing. So I was like, I'm not going to school. Like, if I can't, like, I'm not going. And that's why I say God works in mysterious ways, because having the opportunity to go to Washington and Venice, I think it saved my life, because I don't know where I would be if you lying. I was like, I
No,
don't know where I would be if I didn't have that opportunity. Like, straight up.
facts.
I don't know where I'd be. So, I mean, risk, man. Take a risk.
Take risk all 2021. You heard it
Facts.
first. I will
Man.
try. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna say try. I will do the same. I feel like it's all right to take a couple L's. I don't
You
like
got
L's.
to.
I don't like L's now.
But see, the
Hate
thing
L's.
is, it's not going in thinking about the L, right? Like, you don't go in saying, I'm going to lose. Like, nobody goes into a game, and if you do think that, then you need to switch your mentality, because that's a loser mentality. But when you go in thinking, I'm gonna win, I wanna learn, you know, you open yourself up to, you have to understand what you're opening yourself up to, what you're blocking yourself from. Like, I don't go into any situation thinking that I'm gonna lose, because I'm confident. I know that I don't go into any situation that I don't think I can succeed. Like, 'cause why would you? But you do go into certain situations where you're like, eh, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I can. I'm confident enough, but you know, I don't know how this is gonna play out. And if you lose, you lose, but you get up and you brush your shoulders off, you know what I'm saying? You keep it pushing. But all 2021 for real, like, take a risk. Like, in the saying, you know how the saying go, let go and let God? Like, that's for real. Like, but don't go in with the mindset of you're alone, because you're not.
You are not.
Please don't go in with the mindset that, you know,
You're going
it's
to
simply
lose.
just faith,
Yeah.
right? Because faith without works
Is
is dead.
dead.
So you have to have your faith, and you also have to put in that work. But not overwork to the point where you're playing God. Because a lot of us are in this position that we're in now because we say we believe in God, but really what we're saying is we believe in ourselves. And we fail as humans, day in and day out, because we don't even know, we don't know the plans in the future that we have. God, only God knows that. Only he knows that he can't fail, and his will is perfect. It's perfect. So you have to have faith in that and walk in it. And but first you have to seek. And when you seek, you have to be willing to obey. And I think that's where we're like, we're in this place now where, you know, not that we haven't, you know, sought his face before, but like, we're making a deliberate step to say, I want to walk in your will. Of course, you still have your plans. You have, because he knows you, like, he wants to grant you the desires of your heart. We have those, but you know, we're really seeking his face and wanting to do things according to,
Really are.
you know.
Oof.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. And I
It's hard.
mean,
It's not easy.
it really isn't. Like this was like a whoa, like a big step. Like when you think about it, this was a big step.
Yeah.
Like this
But I think
was.
when you change your perspective, like, you
Yeah.
start to see things as more of like a blessing. Like, even with the game, like the ticket, like, bro,
Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy.
okay, so biggest unknown. This is actually a good story,
It
more
was
than I think
crazy. It
about
was
it.
crazy happening. Like.
Because It's like, all right, before we even left, so I hit T up, right? And I'm like, yo, you trying to go to the game? She's like, yeah. She's like, how much is it gonna be?
Sure.
I'm like, I got tickets. I thought I had tickets. We'll get there. So we get to the car. T's like,
I left my money in the
I
house.
left my
I
money.
can't
Are you
find
sure? Like, you sure you got tickets? And I'm like, yo. I
it.
always do this thing where I'm like, oh, just come on.
Come on, I'm like, you
And she's
sure?
like, you sure? I'm like, dog, no, I'm not
Like,
sure, okay? Like, I'm not sure. It is unknown whether I have tickets or not.
I'm sitting in the passenger seat like, Lord, please let him have these tickets, because
Leave.
I will walk away from him if he does not have these tickets.
But little do we know, I had tickets.
Technically, he didn't have them, but
But I did.
somebody, while he was going to the
God
activity, had
had
tickets.
tickets.
And he
God
was
had some
like,
tickets.
these two dudes, and they was like, we have
No,
some
no, no, no,
tickets.
no, 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 no.
Oh,
You gotta tell the story before that.
ah, you tell it,
We
because you
get
let me.
there.
Yeah.
I get to the booth. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to pick up some, some tickets. She's like, are you a student or player guest? I'm a student. And she's like, oh, we sold out of student tickets. I was like, all right, cool. How much are the tickets? And she said, $75. I said, $75.
That's what he said.
75.
Black people. That's like $100 to
Like
black
75.
people.
Nah, for real, like 75. I'm like, yo, I hope I didn't frighten her. But I was like, yo, 75? Like, are you kidding me? I just told you I was a student. Like,
My
and
tuition.
I was like, so you do have tickets, right? Like, you have them, but you're just selling them now. Like, come on, like, you just slide me something. Nah, she wasn't having it. But someone was walking by. They just happened to be walking
It was
by.
crazy how it happened. I should have recorded
They just happened to be walking by and heard me asking where I could get some tickets because I wasn't paying 75. She said it might be cheaper online. And
I'm
they
like, hey,
happened to be
buddy.
by, and these two dudes, they had four.
Yep.
And there was two of us.
That was
And
crazy.
it's one of them things where it's like, this is just one of those extreme cases where you're just being super thankful for little things, right? Because we
I
could have
know I
easily
was.
We could have easily just, took that L and walked away, but we walked into something not knowing what was going to be the outcome, but God still took care of us. He still allowed us to walk through those gates. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a little thing of what he's going to be able to do this year and beyond.
Cause ain't no telling what's gonna happen after all of this is done.
Facts.
I feel like it's gonna be something crazy, but I mean, not crazy as in bad, but crazy as in good. I'm ready
Oh,
for it.
yeah. But I
I'm
think that's
ready.
all we can do is be ready.
It's only been 5 days. I feel like it's
Yo,
30.
I know. I think it's good because it reminds me to be mindful of what I'm putting in my body.
It does.
Yeah, but at the same time, once this 21 days is over, like
We
wings,
picking out Pizza Hut, mint
pizza,
ice cream.
like ice cream, we gonna watch some
We
movies.
going out,
Like,
bro. I
yo,
promise
we,
you.
yo, I'm gonna be,
I
oh,
can't wait.
like Jesus,
I'm
be a
sorry.
fence. Like, yo, for real. So,
It's gonna be lit.
but
Having a little party. We're gonna
how,
do a Head in the Clouds episode too.
oh, that's gonna be tough. Breaking the fast.
The cleanse is over.
The cleanse is over.
Dun, dun,
But
dun.
yeah, man, take risk. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't, nobody truly knows
Nope.
what's on the other side. I know someone asked me the other day, what does the future hold for you? Like, what's next? And I was like, I have no idea. And I used to try to like, oh, I have, I'm gonna be doing this and I'm gonna be doing that. But now it's like I'm fine with not knowing. I don't need to act like I have it all together. I can tell you what I have planned, what I have written down, what I have together in my head. Whether it goes like that or not, I couldn't tell you. And I'm fine with it because I know whatever happens, I'll be where I'm supposed to be, because I'm seeking God and I'm trying to do what I need to do to be in, aligned with Him and His word. So, as long as you got your order, because you do need order, you have that structure, and you're willing to obey, the unknown is really not as scary as we make it out to be, I feel like.
It's really not. As I get older, it's kind of like it's slowly, 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 kind of
Yeah.
like, hey, you just gotta do what you gotta do at the end of the
You
day.
got
I
to.
mean,
You
even
know.
when you get hit with your L, you still gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta learn from it.
And I'm slowly getting into that mindset. So I think
It's
this year is,
not even losses.
yeah, it's kind of like,
Lessons.
yeah, whatever.
Learnings.
Yeah. Like I said, it's been a lot of reflecting these past couple of days. And
Facts.
I'm thankful for it, honestly. Situations where I thought, like, it's the worst thing ever, it's kind of like, okay. I learned that. Now I know better. Now I know what I can do better next time.
Right.
And that's the best part about it. So, yeah, take risks, y'all. Don't be afraid
Definitely.
of the unknown. Your girl, I just said it maybe like 10 minutes ago. Your girl will take the risk.
We don't take risks. And if you, it goes back to who you have around you. You gotta have people that are willing to help you.
Christ-minded,
Facts.
Christ-like people. All 2021. So drop the dead flies that ain't doing nothing for you.
And it's not personal, yo.
It ain't.
It ain't personal, but you at the end of the day, like, what is it for a man to have the whole world but to lose his soul?
And don't try to talk about people being too holy either. I ain't being holy. I'm being obedient.
We gonna put that on the shirt.
Ooh. Oh, that would say saints.
Say Saints Tavier.
That'd be wrong.
Hey,
But yeah, don't try to hit y'all. Look.
Visit that site.
But yeah, don't try to hit nobody with, oh, like,
Better than
you being too holy. When you change, like, you could change too.
facts.
You could change too. It's really not that hard. I mean, we may over exaggerate it, but like, it's really not that hard. I mean, this is probably like the best thing ever. I'm gonna just be real. Just, taking yourself out of the world and being one with God, man. Young and we saved.
Light cannot fellowship with dark.
You can be a little dumb about
It
that.
can't. It can't. So, you gotta keep that in mind. But yeah, man.
Hey.
We lit another Head in the Clouds episode,
Head in the
dog.
clouds.
We done went through it this time.
Yeah.
few
I ain't as
things.
nervous as I was before, but
Hey, it's only
it's
gonna get
okay.
better. It's only
It's
gonna get
okay.
better. I do wanna say this though, with your whole movie that you was, what was the name of that movie?
Love.
Love?
Love, understanding, and
No,
value.
not that, the one you was talking about. The
Oh, but that to
we
y'all.
can't give them too much
We
about
can't
love.
give y'all too much. I can only give y'all what I've told people.
Yeah.
But love is coming soon. I'm
love
not
is
giving an exact month, even though I did. Things may change, so y'all stay on the lookout for that. The first, not the last, of Tap Dance Productions.
Facts. Big facts.
Filmed by your girl. But the movie, you can watch it on Hulu if you have Hulu, which I'm pretty sure everybody has Hulu, and it's called I Still Believe.
I still
If
believe.
yeah, if you're into like the little, it's kind of like a Christian notebook, if you want to be honest. But
Okay.
it's a really good movie. It's like 1 hour and 50 minutes long.
Check it out, y'all.
Y'all should watch it.
I
It's
still believe.
really good. I Still Believe. Shout out to the director and all that. The cast, the soundtrack, dope. So
Get at
yeah,
us.
y'all go look at that.
I still believe. Check that out. Tapped in Productions. We here. We go ahead and close it out with the prayer. Y'all know what time it is. So if you with the loved one, grab a hand. If you by yourself, bow your head, close your eyes. We're gonna close this thing out. Here we go. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power
And
and
the
the glory
glory.
forever.
Amen. Oh.
Amen. Amen, y'all. We
Sorry,
out,
boy,
head
you
in the
said it one
clouds.
more. Head in the clouds, we out.
We out of here, y'all. Tapped in
Y'all be
Productions. Get at
breezy,
us.
be loved, be blessed, be safe, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year.